This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner.
Today I am proud to present to you our health innovation, Sol Sterilis.
Whose medical technology reigns supreme? That was the idea behind the recent second annual State of Florida Healthcare Innovation Competition. Dr. Michael Fountain, director for event co-sponsor, the University of South Florida Center for Entrepreneurship, says 12 teams of students from 8 universities came to USF to do battle.
The competition brings together collegiate healthcare innovators from across the state and allows them an opportunity to pitch their innovation ideas, concepts, and products before a panel of qualified judges. In addition to winning cash prizes, these innovations also gain the insight from these world-class experts to help them in moving their technologies forward.
A wide variety of products and ideas were pitched, from a Google Glass application for people with cognitive and physical disabilities to a grocery store chain that sells healthy food in low-income neighborhoods.
I think it speaks very clearly to the breadth of what can be done in healthcare innovation, whether it starts out with an application all the way to a small molecule.
And then the next question after that is, do you sell blunts? And I didn't know what blunt is. You know, I said, I don't know, but I have watermelons and I have a lot of vegetables. And
USF information technology student Hector Angus is operations and sales manager for the grocery store chain One Apple. He and business partner USF Med student Andrea Little have opened two stores, one in Sulphur Springs and a new one in Plant City.
Any water that we get is injected into the business. We're here to serve the community of Tampa Bay. And by coming to these competitions, you know, sometimes we win, sometimes we learn. You know, hopefully we win this time and learn.
Intraocular pressure is known to be a highly variable parameter.
USF Biomedical Engineering PhD student Simon Antonio Bello presented an implantable device that helps glaucoma patients monitor the pressure in their eyes.
Our device is a device that measures intraocular pressure, which is the main parameter that affects glaucoma, 24/7, which is something that has not been done yet by current technology. And it also intends to control that pressure and take it to different levels in order to regulate and cease the progression of the disease.
Students had 10 minutes to present their creations and then took questions from a panel of judges that included representatives of event co-sponsors, the National Academy of Inventors, and health insurance provider Florida Blue.
Have you shown that it kills tumors in mice?
Yes.
And how well does it kill tumors in mice?
Approximately 80%.
The panel of 11 judges then met and talked over the presentations before picking their top three. Pediatrician Dr. Barry Berku is president of the USF chapter of the National Academy of Inventors.
It really has to do with innovation, how it's going to make a difference, how it's going to help people, or how people are going to accept it and use it.
Judge Jason Fay from Florida Blue was looking for something that could lower healthcare costs and improve outcomes, but he also likes the idea of disruptive innovation.
Disruptive innovation is one where you can really take it and create a whole new concept, flip the industry on its head, and create new revenue opportunities for the industry, as well as creating new efficiencies that don't currently exist in the marketplace by leveraging new technologies.
Bello's intraocular pressure monitor took third place and $2,500.
It feels great. That's what we came here for, show our work. I'm so glad the judges like it. I'm really, really happy about it.
Second place went to a non-invasive heart monitor invented by a University of Florida cardiovascular PhD, while first place, along with $10,000, went to a pair of University of Central Florida seniors and their product, SmartWay. It's a disposable funnel-like product that gives women the ability to urinate standing up. Nicole Enterline and Taylor Cheeley say their interest in the device came about in part because of a high number of urinary tract infections and kidney infections among female military personnel serving overseas, infections believed to be caused by unsanitary bathroom facilities. In addition, Enterline says there are also not-so-clean public bathrooms and porta-potties in the U.S. where hovering over a toilet seat may be a woman's best or only option.
So we wanted to provide a simple and easy way for girls to have the freedom to use a bathroom, as well as people that have injuries due to, you know, with mobility due to age, pregnancy, and injury just in general.
Cheeley was thrilled about winning despite the fact that they didn't have the medical backgrounds the other contestants did. She's a psychology major, Enterline's an advertising and public relations student.
It just says something about our presentation and the nature of our product. I think that the simplicity of it and the ability for it to be used with every woman, no matter what's going on, really shows that our product has viability.
And some major retailers agree. They're currently working on contracts that would put SmartWay in over 16,000 Walgreens and CVS pharmacies. If you'd like to hear more from the students and to see video from the competition, visit WUSF.org and click on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.